It's Thursday, the 6th of February, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Namibia Meteorological Service has issued a severe weather warning for moderate to widespread thunderstorms expected in parts of the northern central, northwest, Otjo-Ndjupa and Komas regions. Flash floods are likely in some areas and residents are urged to take the necessary precautions to ensure safety. Chief Forecaster at the Namibia Meteorological Service, Odilo Khobetsi, has an update.
The situation for today will still remain the same. The low pressure system is still persistent over the Namibian interior. Therefore, this will trigger further thunderstorms over our region, and we should expect then flash floods in places, especially over the north and the Komas region. The areas that are prone to flash floods will be Kabango East and Kabango West regions, the Oshana, Wangwena, Musati, and Oshikoto regions, as well as places over the Komas region.
The Namibia National Students Organization has launched the Access to Education campaign to help students overcome barriers to enrolling in higher education institutions. The initiative follows the recent Fix My School campaign, which focused on improving access to basic education, ANSO President Dorothea Nangolo.
We're doing a lot of advocacy work during our campaign to ensure that we deal with issues within higher education. And one of those issues is high registration fees that results in a large number of students being unable to register. So with that, we are consistently engaging managements and SRCs to see how they can come up with payment plans to allow some of these students to register. And we've also started engaging NCHE, who has a legal mandate to some extent by a statutory mandate to ensure that the higher education system, it's in sync, number one. Number two, there's quality, but most importantly, the NCHE plays a very critical role in tuition regulation.
At least 40 children have been killed in Sudan over the past 3 days amid escalating violence. That's according to the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF. Heavy shelling in South Kordofan on Monday resulted in 21 child deaths and 29 injuries. UNICEF's representative in Sudan, Anne-Marie Swai, has expressed concern over the frequent reports of child casualties amid ongoing violence. And U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he will not attend the G20 summit in South Africa later this month in protest over the country's Land Expropriation Act. In a post on social media platform X, Rubio said South Africa's doing very bad things, quoting Trump, expropriating private property while using the G20 to promote solidarity, equality and sustainability. He says his job is to advance America's national interest, not waste tax spare money or coddle anti-Americanism. Meanwhile, South Africa's Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Ronald Lamula, has reiterated that there is no arbitrary disposition of land or private property in SA. Lamula's spokesperson, Crispin Piri, says government remains open to engaging U.S.
Minister Lamula has asserted that we are a sovereign and democratic country committed to human dignity, equality, and human rights. We're championing a non-racialist and non-sexist society, placing our constitution and the rule of law at the forefront.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.